I've entitled this meditation, this devotion, My King of Glory. I have to tell you that I have borrowed this from a man who was a wonderful preacher down in Texas. He's no longer with us. And I've modified it. I've kind of made it my own, but I got the basic idea from him, and his name was Shadrach Meshach Lockridge. I wrote that down so I wouldn't forget it. Obviously, he had a mother and father that must have known all about Daniel. And so it's something I hope that will bless you tonight. I want to tell you about Jesus Christ, my King of Glory tonight. The Bible says that my King is a King in many ways. My King is the King of the Jews. That's a racial King. My King is the King of Israel. That's a national King. My King is the King of righteousness. That's a holy King. My King is the King of the ages. That's an eternal King. My King is the King of glory. That's a majestic King. My King is the King of heaven. That's an almighty King. My King is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. That's my King. Do you know him? David said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. My King is a sovereign King. There's no way you can measure or define his limitless love. The most powerful and far-reaching telescope that has ever been made, that can see deep into the cosmos, cannot bring in our sight the infinite supply of his love. No barrier can prevent him from pouring out his blessings. My King is immeasurably strong. My King is entirely sincere. My King is eternally steadfast. My King is immortally graceful. My King is impartially merciful. That's my King. Do you know him? My King is the greatest phenomenon that ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's Son. He's a sinner's Savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone and apart from men's counsel and wisdom. He's august. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the supreme problem in higher criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the primary necessity of true religion. He's the miracle of the age. He's the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient Savior. That's my King. Do you know him? My King supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He upholds and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He releases captives. He defends the weak and the feeble, the widow and the orphan. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. He crowns and beautifies the meek. He loves the unlovely. That's my King. Do you know him? My King is the King. He's the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the road of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. That's my King. Do you know him? His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love is unchanging. His word is powerful and true. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. He is the Lamb of God. He is the resurrection. He's the bread of life. He is the high priest. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Messiah. He is the light of the world. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the Son of God. He is the faithful and true witness. He is I Am. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is the Holy One of Israel. He is the sinless sin offering that satisfied God's holy justice. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him out of your life. You can't outlive him. The Pharisees could not stand him, but they could not stop him. Pilate could not find any fault in him. The witnesses could not get their testimonies to agree. Herod could not kill him. Death could not contain him. The grave could not hold him. Yeah, that's my king. He's my righteousness. He's my sanctification. He's my provider. He's my shepherd. He's my healer. He's my rock and my refuge. He's my redeemer. He's my peace and my comforter. He's the lover of my soul. He's my all in all. He's my King of glory, and he reigns. Do you know my King of glory, Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you know that he's returning to judge the living and the dead? Are you ready to meet him if he returns tonight? Have you asked Jesus to forgive you your sins? If Jesus is not your Lord and Savior, if you do not know Jesus, please take time to confess your sins to him right now. He's already suffered the penalty for every sin that you'll ever commit. It's all forgiven. You just have to ask him to forgive you. So I'm going to take a minute just of silence. And if you're here tonight and you don't know Lord Jesus, then I want you to take that time to confess your sins silently and ask him into your heart to be your Lord and your Savior and to be your King. Father, we praise you for sending your Son, our King of glory, Jesus Christ. We praise you, Lord, this evening as we think about his birth, the humble beginnings, and yet what he would come and do on the cross for us. We praise you and thank you for this amazing grace that's ours. We thank you for claiming us as your own. And Father, if there is someone here tonight that you've touched their heart and they want to make you their God and make Jesus Christ their Lord and their Savior, then we rejoice and we praise you for moving in that person's heart. And we praise you in Christ's name. Amen. If you did pray for forgiveness, I would ask you to hang around and talk to me about it after the service. I'd love to talk to you. My King is the God of glory. Great things he has done. Father, we praise you for bringing your Son into this world. We thank you for the light of heaven that he brought with him to shine bright in the darkness of this world, the spiritual darkness in which man was living. And we thank you for this great love that you have for us and saving us through him. We ask now that you would help us to ponder just like Mary pondered, this great thing that you have done, that we might treasure this up in our hearts, this wonderful love that you have for us, this amazing grace that you continue to pour out upon us. Help us, Lord, to remember the reason for the season and the birth of Christ. And help us to worship and adore you, Lord. You deserve it all. In Jesus' name, amen.